parcel's located at 19.
Well, at the top, you had and 1947.
But the parcel ID. So she has the addresses.
Okay.
But we just need to add the parcel.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
So 1913 Lakeshore Drive and 1947 Lakeshore Drive to be rezoned from R1 zoning district to C2 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. Is there any further discussion before vote? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Right. Thank you.
April 25th.
April 25th will be the Taney County hearing day. Okay, next we have another rezone application, American Painting, Inc., rezone one parcel located at 125 Mandolin, Kirbyville, from R1 Single Family Residential District to C2 General Commercial District.
So American Painting, Inc. is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezone request of one parcel, number 17-1.0-12, 002-001-005.000, located at 125 Mandolin Drive, Kirbyville. The existing property is zoned R1, single-family residential. The rezoning request is for C2, General Commercial District. So this is the Kirbyville Elementary. This is the main old Kirbyville school. That parcel is highlighted. As you can see, this is county, this is all in the village of Kirbyville, this is village, this is county, so it's kind of an island, except for what's A1 across the highway. And then there's one picture of it's all had a chain link fence put around it, and I'll let the applicant's representative tell you the plan. I think it's similar to the parcel in Kirbyville that's just right next to it. I'd turn it over to the applicant.
My name is George Kramer. How are you? Just like to put a metal building up, and he wants to make like 5 units where they have a small office space and some storage in the back, heat and air people. Steve Rodman owns a property, American Painting. He's going to have his office there. That's pretty much where we're at. It's going to be 50 by 100. There's some businesses around. We've got to come in off Mandolin. I talked to the highway department, and they said they already had a decent entrance, so they didn't want us to come in off of 76. And if you got any other questions, I'm open.
What's at the very top adjacent to the parcel?
There's some mobile homes up above, and then there's storage buildings right against the fence.
Okay, right.
This is a great big screen print here. Can't remember. Ozark Mountain Novelty. There's a big screen print there.
Lipko,
trinkets. Lipko. Yeah, thank you.
They make trinkets.
Yes.
Any specific questions for the applicant? Hearing none. Is there anyone in the audience that signed up to speak on behalf of this application? Anyone signed up to speak opposed to this application? Sir, do you want to come up? I'm just messing with you, George. I'm sorry.
That's great.
It is what it is.
I could resist. I
That's
kept
okay.
thinking.
Oh, that was a good one.
Man, sorry about that, George.
Up. That's okay.
Payback.
Okay. I've had some life experiences where this is not going to be my worst day.
You scared us more than him.
That was pretty good.
Okay. No, nobody out in the audience for or against. So any more specific questions? Seems like a pretty straightforward application.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Got a motion, and again, I'm going to have to read a specific motion, but do we have a second?
I'll second.
We got a motion and a second to approve, so the motion to recommend approval of application 22-006 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by American Painting, Inc. for the parcels located at 125 Mandolin to be rezoned from R1 zoning district to C2 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. Any further discussion? All those in favor of approval of the application, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
One abstention.
One abstain.
And then April 25th, George.
Just for the record, I will get you.
Okay, next we have the third rezone. Is Unique Properties of the Ozarks LLC rezone one parcel located at 2076 Lakeshore Drive, Branson, from R1 Single Family Residential District to NR1 Single Family Nightly Rental District.
Okay, so Unique Properties of the Ozarks LLC seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezoning request of parcel 08-8.0-28-000-000-111.001 located at 2076 Lakeshore Drive, Branson. The existing property is zoned R1 single family residential. Rezoning request is for NR1 single family nightly rental. Your previous application this evening was here, so we're on down Lakeshore a little bit farther. Got the parcel highlighted. Here's our zoning map. This is a duplex that came through the Division 3 for nightly rental, so it's thus zoned NR3. And then just some photos. Here's the drive. And then I try to get some photos of the road in front that I've consistently tried to do. And then right here is that nightly rental duplex. It's just to the south of this parcel. And at that, I'd turn it over to the applicant.
Hi, my name is Brian Rich. How are you guys doing?
Good.
So I was able to get the road repaired a little bit since he was out there taking the pictures. But so basically, so explain a little bit about myself. I'm a commercial diving superintendent, so I do a lot of traveling for work. And I was doing a job last summer on Powerside Dam, did a little work out there and decided to move back to the area I grew up around here. And we were able to find this property on Lakeshore after an extensive search, because it's hard to find property these days, especially like this. But anyways, so by looking at, you know, as you already heard and you can see from the map, there's quite a few businesses and nightly rentals already there. And after we purchased it, we decided it might not be a bad idea to get it rezoned, so when we are not there using it, we can rent it out nightly. And that way it's not sitting. So there's a trailer there right now that was left there, I don't know, at least 6 to 8 years, and I've already repaired it enough structurally because it was just rotted. The wall was falling off. Anyways, it's structurally repaired now, so we can remove the trailer and then build a two-bedroom, one-bath cabin where that sits now. And that's pretty much the plan that we had.
And what's the total acreage on this?
7.72. I am trying to purchase that small corner right there where there's another trailer that was, well, it's an old camper, but I'm trying to purchase that too. To clean that lot up, and that is where the shared well is. You can see the little white trailer there. But sort of waiting to hear what happens with the rezoning before I make an offer on that property.
So, Scott, if this was to get rezoned in R1, would he be able to build more than one?
If he has access to sewer, have you talked to the sewer district?
Planning on building more than one. Maybe, in the future, another home for us and then give this to my son. But for the time being, that I don't see. It would just be this. So it would be removing the trailer and putting something similar footprint right where that's at.
Just for the future, though,
yeah.
For my reference. So, like, if he was to try to plat it and do a nightly rental subdivision or something, he'd have to come before back.
So 8,000 square foot, if it was condominium style ownership, which you guys have seen, it's 8,000 square foot per unit, which would theoretically 42 units. I don't know if that's feasible. I don't know the slope, how the sewer would go in. Or if you lot it, that's the same figure, but you're going to have to plat roads. So theoretically, 40 to 38 lots possibly, because they could be 8,000 square feet. Now, depends on how they configure them. You know, it's kind of a long, narrow. Is there enough room to go right down the middle and lot it to the north and south? I don't know. I mean, these are just ideal situation numbers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but to do that,
He'd have to come back through.
Yeah,
yes.
He'd have to come back through.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
That's not my plan at all. Yeah. I grew up around here, and I respect the environment.
Yeah, totally understand.
I work for an environmental company. But I get, you know, it is.
Just want to see how it would affect the neighbors.
Right, exactly. Yes, but that being said, there's a lot of resorts and stuff right there. So.
Yeah. Yep. Any other questions? Do we have anybody in the audience that's signed up to speak on behalf of this application? Anyone opposed to the application? I'm not going to mess with you.
It was a good one, though.
So, neither for or against. So it's a pretty straightforward, again, application in an area that we just reviewed. So any questions for the applicant or discussion amongst ourselves to get us to the point of a motion? And again, we're just recommending to go to Taney County Commission.
I would move for approval.
We've got a motion to approve. Do we have a second? Got a motion and a second, so I'll read the specific application. Motion to recommend approval of application 22-007 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Unique Properties of the Ozarks LLC for parcels located at 2076 Lakeshore Drive to be rezoned from R1 zoning district to NR1 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. Any other comments before calling the vote? None. All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right, April 25th.
Okay, thanks, guys.
You're welcome. Okay, and again, Stone County Enterprises LLC, the rezone of the 47 acres has been postponed to May 10th. So that gets us to 22-015 for conditional use permit, proposed RV, boat, and storage unit rental use located on parcel.
Hi. Hello.
I got my presentation. Did you guys get we received a letter today or yesterday. It should be on your desk or on there. Not on the desktop, it just came in. Nope. Since we had that one canceled, I had a whole bunch to not pass out.
Here you go.
Thank you.